Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started the chapter on the virtue of leaving someone, or the virtue of loving someone for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and encouraging it and informing the one who a person loves that he loves him, and what to do and what to say when informing him. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, Saba'atun yudhilluhum Allahu fi dhillihi, yawma la dhilla illa dhilluhu, إمام عادل وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله عز وجل ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرقا عليه ورجل دعته امرأة ذات حسن وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه متفق عليه. Today we're doing the hadith about the day of Qiyamah and how difficult it will be, but yet Allah Ta'ala will provide shade. Allah Ta'ala will provide shade for those people who have certain characteristics, certain types of people, certain categories of people. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will provide special shade for them. So ulama explain that on the day of Qiyamah, one scene will be such, there will be many, many different scenes that will take place. One scene will be such that people will be perspiring because of their sins. The sun will be over the head, but the extent of that heat will be dependent on the level of the sins of the people. In other words, how much they will perspire and how much heat they will feel from that sun. So some people, it is mentioned that the perspiration will be just till their feet. In other words, till their ankles. Some will be till their knees. Some will be till their waist. And some people will actually be drowning in their own perspiration. Allah Ta'ala save us. So that heat of the day, that scene of the day will be very, very difficult, not something easy. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given glad tidings to seven categories of people, and this is what this hadith is speaking about. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, before this Imam Sakhawi rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions that there are more than 70 categories of people that Allah Ta'ala will give his special shade. But this particular hadith, seven are mentioned because of the importance of these seven. In other words, this is given some type of importance. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this particular hadith mentions seven. So, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are seven people to whom Allah Ta'ala will provide shade beneath His shade on a day when there will be no other shade except His shade. Can you imagine? There will be only one sheltered section, one shade section when the sun will be just above. So these are the fortunate people. So when we listen to this, we must desire that Allah Ta'ala gives us a share, at least in some part of these seven categories. So the first person is a just ruler. We might think that a just leader, a just ruler, that how come this person is being given such a high stage or such a high benefit on the day of Qiyamah? Because when a person is in leadership position, then at that position, it's very easy to become corrupt. At that situation, it is very easy to be oppressive. It is very easy to be unjust, because now you've got all the power, all the reins, you can call the shots. At that point, when a person is just and he's honest and he's fair, then that is a remarkable thing. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that a just leader. The next is a youth who grew up in the worship of Allah Ta'ala. How fortunate. Person has to spend his time in his life, but his youth, he spent it in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, those people who are young, those that are old, now we can't go back to youth, but those that are young, they should desire that how my time can be spent in growing up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those that have passed that age, what they can do, and there's no losing hope in Islam, is they can make tawbah and repent for whatever gunas and sins. Nobody can say that we're free from any type of sins when we were young. And we should make an effort to see now that our youth and our youngsters that are growing up, we are making effort on them. Inshallah, through the hope of us making effort in them, Allah Ta'ala will include us in this category. So next one is a youth who grew up in the worship of Allah Ta'ala. The next category is a person whose heart is attached to the masjid. And this is an old person, young person, intelligent person, unintelligent, educated, uneducated. But his heart is attached to the masjid. What a great thing. رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. His heart, in other words, when he goes back home, he's already thinking now, when is the next salah? What time is the next salah? Mental preparation is already doing. He's already working out. His heart is in the masjid. It's a very, very easy thing for us to do, but we should bring it into our lives that all the time our heart is attached to the masjid. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned is two people who love each other for the sake of Allah ta'ala, meeting and parting ways only for the sake of Allah ta'ala. The two people, they meet each other for the sake of Allah, and they part ways, it's only for the sake of Allah ta'ala. How often you find a jamaat that is going out for gush? Only reason they're going to meet the person, not for any monetary gain, not any for anything else, but for the sake of Allah ta'ala, for the love of Allah ta'ala they are meeting. Or somebody has lost one family member, you go and you meet with him. Person is sick, you meet with him. Person is got some type of problem or some type of happiness also in the family, someone gave birth, then you go and meet the person just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So meeting a brother for the sake of Allah ta'ala, meeting and parting only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person is getting a special air-conditioned VIP section on the day of Qiyamah. The next is a man who says to a woman of nobility and beauty, trying to seduce him, that I fear Allah ta'ala. A man who is seduced by a woman of beauty and nobility. The hadith mentions these two, specifically these two quality, ذات حسنٍ وجمالٍ, that this woman has got these two qualities, that she's got this nobility and she's got beauty. Why? Ulama explain why these two things. It's because one is you can get a woman, for example, who's beautiful. Now it becomes difficult to refuse that attraction that's there, or that temptation that is there. But there's still a possibility that this woman here, although she's beautiful, she's a loose woman. She'll give the secrets out, she'll tell the public, she'll tell everyone. So therefore the person has got that fear. But when you've got a woman that is of a noble background, noble characteristics, so that temptation is even greater. Because one is she's tempting the person, the other is she'll keep the secret for her own nobility. She won't want that secret to go out. So that man doesn't even have that fear also, but he has the fear of Allah. Allah is looking at me. So because of that, that is enough. A woman of nobility and beauty has tempted him, but he says, I fear Allah Ta'ala. The next is a person who gives in charity and conceals it, so even his left hand does not know what his right hand gives. Person is so particular. What a beautiful explanation. Two hands are so close, left hand and the right hand. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, even those people that are very, very close to you, you're giving it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is not a general rule that applies all the time. Sometimes you'll find that even in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam will exhort people publicly to give charity. Sometimes there's a public need. A person is donating, and by his donation, he's encouraging others to donate. Other people are getting encouraged. So then that public donation is encouraged. But as a very basic rule, person should, when he gives, he should do it in such a way that nobody knows. Yes, in isolated or in small circumstances, there will be a need for public encouragement, then that is a different situation. But a person, as a basic rule, should keep this in mind, that when I'm giving, let me do it discreetly. I'm only doing it for the sake of Allah. It should not be damaged so that someone else comes to know about it. Now this applies to all our ibadat also, not only charity, all our ibadat, when we're doing it, do it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes there'll be a public need. For example, a person is reading his sunnah salah in the masjid, he's reading his tahajjud salah, his nafil salah, his ishraq, his awabin, there's no harm. But otherwise, a person should try and hide his good amal from the people so that pride doesn't come into him and he doesn't do things for show. So the next part of the hadith is a person who engages in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude while shedding tears. Once a person is alone, he's shedding tears, he's crying in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's making tawbah, he's making zikr, he's contemplating, and now he's tearing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shouldn't think that this is being unnoticed. Allah ta'ala is noticing it, and a special favor is he'll get on the day of Qiyamah, he'll get special shade under the shade of the arush of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. These things are not difficult. We should make dua that, oh Allah, that you make us from amongst the people that will get your special shade on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil